Hello, it's the Catch-Up with Lisa and Pete.
Australia's golden girl of the track, Betty Cuthbert, has died, and Olympic and Commonwealth Games runner Jane Fleming shared her memories with us.
Woolworths have blamed a computer glitch for some customers being double-charged. Nikki from choice.com.au gave us all the details.
And a nine-year-old has sent a letter to NASA applying for a job, which prompted us to ask who you sent a letter to.
This is a Lisa and Pete podcast made in Perth for Perth. On Mix 94.5.
Hey, those of you listening might remember this event from the Sydney Olympics in 2000.
The golden girl of Melbourne, Betty Cuthbert. Three golds there and gold again in Tokyo in 64 in the 400. A wave of emotion sweeping over this enormous crowd and the athletes gathered in the stadium. And look at the emotion on the face of Betty Cuthbert.
As she made her way in with the flame.
Yes.
And
what a legend.
Absolutely. Unfortunately, she has passed away today after a long battle with multiple sclerosis. And Jane Fleming has represented Australia as the Commonwealth Games and at Olympic level and joins us now to talk about Australia's golden girl. Hi, Jane.
Hello, how are you?
Jane, thank you for your time. Well, you might be pleased to know our Premier has offered Betty Cuthbert a state funeral here.
Excellent.
Yes. Now, you understand what it was like for Betty. I mean, track and field yourself. To win gold in 100 metres, 200 metres and the 4x100 metre relay event, it's just almost, you know, it's too bogglesome for the mind.
It is. Well, I think to do that, but more significant than that is that 8 years later she won the 400 metres and she is the only person in the history of track and field to have won the 1, 2 and 400 metres at the world level, let alone at the Olympic level.
It's never
so
been
she
broken.
She really does. Mm. No, she stands there on that, you know, platform on her own. So people have won the 100 and 200 and the 200 and the 400, but not all three. So she really was very exceptional.
Yeah.
And Jane, to do it at a time as well when, you know, athletes weren't paid the millions of dollars and had all of the research and development and all that sort of stuff that they are these days. So do it back in a time when it was really, you know, just something that you did when you had the time and you had to wake up early, the crack of dawn, to do your training and then go to work at your full-time job.
Yeah. Yeah, and in some cases, you know, try and train on a rough old grass oval that the football team had already trained on and they've got, you know, cars parked there with their lights shining onto the grass.
Amazing.
You know, and racing on cinders tracks with spikes that are an inch long.
And in addition to that, Jane, I think I was getting ready for work today and I had Sky News on in the other room. Was it you that I heard talking about how it could take them 6 weeks to get to the damn Olympics on a boat?
Yeah, absolutely it did, you know, and so it was very, very different. And in fact, you know what is truly remarkable as well is when she won the gold medal in the 400 metres in Tokyo, she ran a time that would have still got her on the team for the world championships that are going now.
Wow.
Oh, wow, that's insane. Jane, did you...
And in those spikes and on that cinders and without any of that technology you referred to as well.
Yeah. Did you have many opportunities to cross paths with Betty?
I did. I met her a number of times, but I can't possibly say that I knew her well. Mm-hmm. But what I did know of her, she seemed incredibly humble and underspoken, and she was just seemed a really kind, warm person. And, you know, as I said, I didn't know her super well, but every story you ever hear from her and the little that I did have to do with her, she was delightful. And it sort of almost seems that she was an even better person than she was an athlete.
Yeah, well, there's even a rose named in her honour, so I think that speaks volumes too. Jane?
Well, there's a road and there's roads and there's schools and there's all sorts of things, and good for her.
Yeah. Jane, thank you for chatting with us today.
You're more than welcome.
Okay, see ya.
This may have already happened to you if you've checked your statement, but Woolworths has issued a warning about the fact that they've been double-charging customers who have been purchasing items either online or at their stores using card over the past couple of months. For more info on this, we are joined by Nikki from choice.com.au. Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Nikki. This is, I believe, customers that have been affected is believed to be in the thousands.
Yeah, well, we've spoken to Woolworths about this earlier and they confirmed they were having problems. problems. They were confirmed to, they were working hard to fix it, but they wouldn't tell us how many people it had affected. So it really, it raises a lot of questions, and we know there's a lot of angry people out there that have seen money disappearing from their accounts and want it back, and they want it back now.
Exactly what's happened? This is when you say disappearing from their accounts. What's gone on?
So basically what we said, and this is, you know, this is very still very much a breaking story. Yeah. We don't know all the details yet, but from what we're hearing from the reports we're reading and from the complaints on social media, what we're seeing is people are saying that they've gone to use their credit or debit cards and thought they had money in the account, gone to pay for something, not been able to, looked at their transactions and realised they'd been billed twice or billed again from an old purchase at Woolies. And this has gone back, we believe, as far as March. So there's these ghost transactions. People are being billed twice for the transactions they've done in the past as much as 6 months ago.
Does that mean it's just online customers, or could this have happened at the self-serve or other places?
This self-serve has been one place people are saying that they've been hit. And again, we don't have all the details yet because this is obviously something that Woolies is investigating and they'll need to provide some answers pretty quickly. But a lot of people are very angry. And obviously, you know, at best it's an inconvenience. Mm-hmm. At worst, you could be left short when you need money to put petrol in the car or to do your grocery shopping now.
Have Woolworths opened up a helpline or anything that people can contact if they want more information from Woolworths themselves?
Look, it's something I think we'd like to see Woolworths giving consumers information. It's not something we are aware of yet. It's certainly something that I think they really need to sort this out as quickly as possible. They do say it's their priority, but at the moment you've got people who are left waiting. What we would say to people is check your bank statement. If you shop at Woolworths, it's a good reminder to check your bank statements regularly anyway for rogue payments that might have slipped in there. But certainly in the wake of this, check your bank statements. Make sure you haven't been affected. If you have been affected, get in touch with Woolies, either contact them by their email, go onto their website or social media, and let them know what's happened.
All right, Nikki, more details at choice.com.au. Thank you for your time.
Thanks for having me.
Now, since doing that interview, Lise, we have received information from Woolworths, who have apologised, saying it was a computer glitch and that it will be corrected within 24 hours.
Okay.
So they have given a timestamp there, 24 hours. Hopefully you'll see the money back into your account. If you don't, get in touch with them.
You going to be all right to talk about this?
You know what? I texted Mum because I was like, we need to get you on the show. And she was like, oh, look, sorry, honey, but Mila's, because they're looking after Mila today, my daughter.
Oh,
Mila's really losing it at the moment.
Yeah, okay.
Well, sure, she is.
That speaks volumes. Yeah.
So, look, before I get to my heartbreaking story, just cover this off.
Yes.
NASA announced last week it was looking for a new planetary protection officer. Six-figure salary, about $156,000 plus.
Right.
One nine-year-old boy in New Jersey took the vacancy very seriously.
Okay.
Sharpened his pencil and sent off his handwritten application. Have a listen to this. Dear NASA, my name is Jack Davis and I would like to apply for the Planetary Protection Officer job. I may be nine, but I think I would be fit for the job. Among his qualifications, you ask, Lise, he has watched the TV show Marvel, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Right.
Almost all the space and alien movies that he can, but he's not allowed to watch Men in Black yet.
Okay.
And
right.
He signed it off with his name and appended it with Guardians of the Galaxy and fourth grade.
Oh, also he says his sister says he's an alien.
Oh, brilliant.
Right. So okay. His sister has called him, you weird little alien. And that's it. It's a lovely penmanship, Jack, too. Beautiful.
NASA,
sincerely, Jack Davis.
Yep. NASA wrote back to him saying, look, it's fantastic that you're interested and please, by all means, down the track, you know, we'd love to speak to you. But look, this did bring up a real heartbreaking moment in my life, Lise, when
I... brought back a memory.
It really has. Mm-hmm. And I, as a young boy, found out that... Remember the TV show Amazing?
Yes, I do, actually.
It was a kid's game show.
I do remember it.
Right? And I would come home every afternoon from St. Joseph's in Queen's Park.
Take off your shoes, throw your bag,
right.
Plonk yourself in front of the telly for this.
Exactly, right? And I would watch it and they had at the end of it, there was a big maze where you'd collect keys, right?
Yes,
and this
yes.
was the most exciting part.
People would get slimed.
There right.
would be things like that.
It was
yes,
great.
It was fabulous.
And there was a special key which would win you a Game Boy. One of the original Game Boys. And I thought, if I ever get the chance, I want to get on this show. Well, that chance came up. amazing announce at the end of one program one day that they were coming to Perth.
Oh, you must have lost it. Did you go and sharpen your pencil?
I did.
Yes.
Sharpen my pencil. I wrote them this incredible note. I think I was in year 6 or year 7 at St. Joseph's
right,
at the time.
Right.
And I handed the note to Mum.
Do you vaguely remember what the note said? Come on, you do.
No.
Come on, you do. You told me before.
Okay. Attention. Amazing producers and people who run the show. My name is Pete and I'm from St. Joseph's in Queen's Park. Yes. And I told them about how I think I'd be really great and I love the show. I always watch every afternoon and I've got a team ready to go.
Yes.
Okay. And I'd love to win a Game Boy, all this sort of stuff. Anyway, I handed the note to Mum and about 3 weeks later, I was going through the waste disposal thing in the office, the bin. And I found the note.
Oh, she hadn't posted. Did you ask Mum to put it in an envelope?
I did.
Stamp on it.
Pop
it in the box.
I did.
And she didn't do it.
She didn't do it.
She told you she did.
She told me she did. She didn't do it. And I give her the benefit of the doubt because there was a lot of crazy things happening at the time and they were working 7 days a week trying to make ends meet and all this
but
sort of stuff.
But you had the whole class waiting on tenterhooks to see if they were going to be in your team.
I really did, Lise.
Did you go to school and tell them, guys?
Yes, I've got this. Don't you worry. We're going to be on amazing and we're all going to get Game Boys.
Did you then go? See, this? I just watched Stranger Things yesterday. You're reminding me so much of the guy.
Italian kid without the two front teeth. Bang. That's me, Lise.
And all
that's
his
me.
Yep. Playing the Dungeons and Dragons and stuff.
Yep.
Now, did you then go to school and say, guys, terrible news.
Yeah.
Mum
didn't post it. And we're not getting Game Boys. And they're all pretty upset. And to this day, I don't think we've spoken.
I would have just blamed the producer. Said, yeah, your mum posted it, right? But, you know, they never got back to us.
Gutted, Lise. Absolutely gutted.
Oh, but it does bring us to ask the question, have you sent a letter and did you get a response?
Yes. Who did you send a letter to and did you get a response? Because, Lise, I tell you, this could have been me.
Houvini are a legend.
Hi, my name is Simon Regina, and I'm a legend because I'm a Nintendo head.
Hi, my name is Michael Ellis, and I'm a legend because I like music and sport.
Yes.
I could have been.
Give us your little spiel.
It could have been.
Hi.
Hi, my name is Pete, and I'm a legend because.
I'm just down.
I didn't even thought that. Didn't think that far ahead.
You didn't think that far
ahead? That's probably the answer I would have given, actually. You know me so well.
We're talking about who you sent a letter to. Unfortunately, Pete's wasn't posted, but who you sent a letter to a kid. And if you got a response, Chris in Dianella, hello.
Hi, how you going?
Good. Who'd you send a letter to?
Well, like all small kids, it's always great to get, you know, your specially drawn picture or something on TV.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
So, Fat Cat was who I sent a letter to, believing him to be as real as anything.
Oh, yes.
But being quite young, after have carefully composed my drawing and whatever it was, I posted it to him in the back of the television set and then ran around the front to watch it fall into his hands and be on TV. I was so disappointed and couldn't figure out how it didn't come.
Oh.
Gosh, mate, did anybody ever explain that to you? Not far off?
I think my mum did as she was trying to get the letter out the back of the television set, you know, considering it probably was going to be a fire hazard. Yeah.
Probably.
You know, there are those children's TV shows that still bounce around these days on like 9Go and stuff like that, where they pull up a picture that a kid has drawn and sent in.
Do they?
And every now and again I see those and part of me wants to do one and send it in now.
We did that in high school. We sent in a picture.
Oh, really?
I think we drew it with our left hand or something and sent it in. Looked really bad. No, we didn't get in.
Unreal. Thanks,
send
Chris.
Sent it in Montigliani or something.
Chris.
Thanks,
okay.
Chris.
So we've got Fat Cat, Pauline and Mandra. Where'd the letter go? Did you get a response?
The letter went to the Queen. My 9-year-old daughter wrote
the Queen, as in Queen Elizabeth at the palace?
Queen Elizabeth at the palace,
okay.
Yes. It was about 25 years ago. She was about 9 years old.
Right.
And she's like so into the Queen and all this.
Yes.
And watching everything. And so she had to write a letter and she wrote it and lo and behold, she got a reply.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And she was so rapt. We put it in a frame. We kept
it.
We kept it. We've still got it. She took it to school when she got it. And, oh, look, she was just so excited that the Queen had replied to her. Yeah.
So did the Queen say that she was, you know, happy to receive something from someone in Australia and we'll look you up when we're there?
No. It was a long time ago, but it's along the lines of, you know, really pleased to hear from you. And,
right.
You know, you have lovely handwriting and, yeah, it was just and it had the official stamp and the she was just over the moon.
I would have kept that too.
That's awesome. Thanks Pauline.
See ya. No worries.
Thank you. Bye.
We got one more here from Marie in Waikiki. Hello.
Hi.
What was the letter?
The letter was actually wasn't from me. It was from my son, who back then was 7. He's 33 now.
Yes.
Didn't do his reading one night, so he decided to write a letter to the teacher.
Oh, it was his first forgery.
From me, and he misspelled one word, which became a bad swear word.
Oh, no.
So the teacher ended up sending a note home to me, and I went in to see what was going on. So he got caught for sending a letter from me because he spelled the wrong word that began bad.
Hey, Marie, what was the word? Not the swear word.
She can say.
It should have been can't.
Oh, forget that.
All right. But I bet that came out at his 21st.
He's 33, so no, it hadn't. Yeah, but we remind him all the time, and the teacher, to this day, every time she sees him, she said, "Can we spell that word yet, Shannon?"
No, I forget. That's where we're going to move on. Thank you, Marie.
Thank you.
Bye, Marie. Wow, bye. There's just some questions I shouldn't ask. I really should not ask some questions.
You got to count on some of those responses. Yeah. That's for sure, Pete.
Did you say count?
Yes.
Okay, good. It's Lisa and Pete.
Mix 94.5's Lisa and Pete, made in Perth. Join them weekday arvos from 4 on Mix 94.5.